from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Protests throughout Russia. Protests today in Vladivostok, shouting Medvedev must be dismissed, referring to the Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, widely accused throughout Russia for his acquisition of unexplained riches. Just a bit earlier, Russian police knocked on the door of leading opposition leader Alexei Navalny, detaining him as he tried to leave his home ahead of the planned anti-Kremlin protests. His wife called for the demonstration to go ahead. Reporters witnessed dozens of protesters being detained, with one non-government organization tracking the demonstrations, reporting that about 120 were arrested in the capital and more than 130 in St. Petersburg. Navalny is mounting a long-shot bid to unseat Russian President Vladimir Putin in the next presidential election next year. Suicide bombers attacked two border towns and a military base in northern Cameroon over the weekend, with more Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
Five suicide bombers crossed from Nigeria into the Mayosava division of northern Cameroon on Saturday, said Babila Akao, the most senior government official in the area. He told VOA by phone that the bombers were targeting the towns of Mora and Kolofata, but only two were able to detonate their vests. The council's president, Musa Umaru, says terrorists use this holy month of fasting to deceive young Muslims that if they die fighting for Allah, they will go straight to paradise. He says poverty makes youth more vulnerable to that message. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé.